on this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's time to check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 9th of April. Dennis Quaid, the US actor and brother of Randy Quaid, he was also married to Meg Ryan there for a minute. He turns 65 today. I reckon he's one of the most underrated actors in Hollywood. Loved him when he played Jerry Lee Lewis in Great Balls of Fire. Jamie Redfern, the Australian singer, is 62. Cynthia Nixon, the US actress who played Miranda in the TV series Sex and the City, is 53. Funny story, Gunners. DeMello and Nikki from Next Door on Coast FM, we were having a chat in the jocks room, which is the announcer's room. Not actually full of jocks. And they were all saying who we would be in Sex and the City. So I would be Carrie, which I was like, yes, score. Nikki's Charlotte. Darren said he's definitely Samantha, which is the sex pot. And you're Miranda.
Which one's Miranda?
The red-headed lawyer.
Oh.
Makes sense. She's a bit grumpy sometimes. But she's also Carrie's best friend. Yay.
Great. Thanks.
Jacques Villeneuve. Is that right?
Jacques Villeneuve.
There we go. The French-Canadian racing driver is 48. Teresa Livingston, the Australian TV presenter and actress, is 44. Gerard Way, lead vocalist and co-founder of the band My Chemical Romance, is 42. Now, how about this? I've been watching this amazing series on Netflix called The Umbrella Academy, which is kind of about these superheroes and based on a comic book by Gerard Way. He wrote it. The lead singer of My Chemical Romance is now a comic book slash Netflix series writer.
No way.
And it's amazing. Yes, Way.
Gerard Way. Get it?
Funny. Kristen Stewart, the US actress, starred in Twilight, is 29. And Elle Fanning, the US actress and younger sister of Dakota Fanning, is 21.
It was on this day in 1860 that the oldest voice recording was made by a French woman in France when she sang...
Au clair de la lune.
Thanks for that. And here it is. Wow, 1860.
That is, we've come a long way, haven't we?
So
in singing and voice recording. It was on this day in 1865, 5 years later, that the Civil War ended in America after 4 years of fighting between the North and South.
Who won?
You know what? I remember watching this big, massive romance drama about North and South. It went on for ages. I think Patrick Swayze was in it. But I can't tell you who won because I'm not going to have a guess.
Do you want some thinking music?
Yep. Here we go. The North won after 4 years of fighting.
Okay, there you go. You learn something new every day. It was on this day in 1914 that Coles opened their first variety store in Smith Street, Collingwood in Victoria.
And Australia's Wayne Gardner won the inaugural 500cc World Motorcycle Championship at Phillip Island on this day in 1989.
And Prince Charles finally married Camilla Parker Bowles on this day in 2005.
That's on this day for Tuesday, the 9th of April.